The power animal represents the instinctual aspect of ourselves. It represents a kind of knowledge in potential that has not been developed yet, in seed form. Classically, the shaman acquires a power animal through a courtship process. Many different aspects of knowledge and power are available to us, but we must summon and become available to one that will be of particular significance to us. For example, at one time in my life, I did a journey to acquire a power animal and I received a mouse, much to my surprise. I was hoping for something larger and stronger, more powerful, like an elk. But I got this little mouse that came to me, and as I discovered its gifts, it spoke to me and said, "I come to teach you how to bite through anything and everything on your way, how to surmount any obstacle. I come to teach you about dedication, about completing things." It was a time in my youth in which I would start many things, but not bring any of them to completion. And as I acquired the gifts of this animal, it taught me the ways of the small. It taught me the ways of perseverance, the ways of diligence, the ways of biting through. And now whenever I engage in an endeavor, I bring it forth to completion because of the gifts that this small animal gave me. Similarly, in my own life, the wolf brought me the gifts of loyalty and dedication to my family. It taught me how to range far, but always come back to my home, and always bring the gifts that I received in my journeys back to my family. The jaguar taught me how to walk softly on the earth, how to navigate through the jungles of our Western life, invisibly when I did not want to be perceived, and very visibly when I wanted to be seen. It taught me the ways of seeing in the dark, through the darkness of my own life during those challenging and difficult times that I encountered as I was trying to integrate these ancient techniques of the medicine way into a Western medical and psychological system. So the power animal can be a very significant resource to you. It will develop an aspect of your instinctual self that is undomesticated, that has not been dulled by society and by civilization. It will retune your instinct. It will make you alert and give you senses and ways of perceiving the world that you ordinarily do not have available to you. Other examples of the power animal are in Christianity. You find that Christ comes and says that he is the Lamb of God, and that when the lion and the lamb shall lie together, that this will mark the beginning of a new age. You find the four evangelists, Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, each one represented by a spirit animal. You find that the Holy Spirit comes down to the apostles in the form of a dove, of fire. You find that the dove represents peace. So, even in our Western mythology, we're very steeped in the notion of the spiritual attributes of animals,